The Kaleidoscope of Konstancin Jeziorna, before the holiday resort. The oldest remnants of human presence in this area date to the Mesolithic and Neolithic, and they're also confirmed in the Bronze Age. From that period come the findings of ceramic fragments typical for the Trzcinec culture and Lusatian culture. The area of today's commune of Konstancin Jeziorna was traversed by the historical trade route from Warsaw to Czersk. Most likely, the oldest settlement in the area was Cieciszew, with its parish already existing in the 13th century. The coins found in this area, like the Arabian dirhams from the Caliphate of Baghdad, dated to the middle of the 10th century, prove Cieciszew to be an important place on the trade route. Bielawa, which belonged to nobility, is mentioned for the first time in 1313 and Obory in 1407, though the people settled here earlier. Two other settlements, Skolimów and Jeziorna, have the medieval provenience too, and the annals first mention them in 1398. The 16th century marks the time of prosperity for these lands, since the Vistula River becomes one of the main trade routes in Poland. Olendrzy, who were rafting merchandise to Gdańsk, greatly influenced the local life. The mills in Skolimów and Jeziorna date to the 14th century. Nearby, another one is erected in the Obory estate, and the mill settlement gains in time the name of Jeziorna Oborska. When the wars of the 18th century end, the nearby towns, including the Obory estate, enter the time of economic development. In 1738, the heir to the estate, Hieronim Wielopolski, transfers to Obory the brewery built in Cieciszew in 1700. The English ale produced here became so famous that it soon started to be counterfeited. Another brewery was established in Bielawa by its owner, the Castellan of Krakow, Antoni Barnaba Jabłonowski. In 1773, a group of Olender settlers entered a contract with Hieronim Wielopolski to establish a village on an island in the middle of the Vistula River, opposite the Jeziorka River's mouth, which started the Olender colonization period in the area. Kępa Oborska, founded on this law, is the oldest Olender settlement to the south of Warsaw. Olender colonization will lead up to emerging of a specific ethnographic microregion called Urzecze. Olendrzy is a term used to describe settlers of different ethnicities and countries, first arriving from the Netherlands, later from Pomerania, Prussia, and Kujawia. They were settling on difficult terrain, mainly over the rivers, which required proper land development, raising dikes and floodbanks. The villages of Konstancin Jeziorna, situated over the Vistula River, belong to the ethnographic microregion of Urzecze, called Łużyce, or Użyce in the local dialect. The geographical and environmental conditions determine the emerging of this microregion. The inhabitants of the riverside villages differed from their neighbors in their local customs, costumes, dialects, or crops they chose to grow. They owed this to the Vistula River, which, instead of dividing, connected the people living on the opposite banks. The earlier mentioned rafters played the leading part in facilitating this. They lived over the river and shipping the crops, wood, they occupied themselves with fishing and selling fish, as well as transporting people. The lands here were very fertile. Therefore, growing fruit and vegetables was and still is an essential part of the economy. Today, the fruit and vegetables from the riverside can be purchased in the Konstancin's market. The inhabitants of the riverside Urzecze ate fish more frequently than their neighbors, including the often served fish soup. Until the end of the 19th century, the people of this area wore traditional folk costumes of Urzecze on all kinds of occasions, like family celebrations, pilgrimages, or harvest festivals. In the 20th century, the traditional costume started to disappear, but now, thanks to much effort of the local artisans, it is making its comeback. Women in Urzecze decorated their abode with paper cutting. They were one-color cutouts in the form of trees, roosters, human figures, and stars. This art became popular in the middle of the 19th century, when the paper mill in Jeziorna started the production of the thin, so-called polished paper. To this product, we owe the flourishing of the folk art paper cutting, vycinanki. Today, the collection of approximately 2,500 paper cuts is presented in the House of Culture in Konstancin in Hugonówka. Paper cutting evolved from crudely cut forms of simple outlines to astonishingly rich ornamentation and thematic variety. The end of the 18th century marks the erection of the first paper mill in Mazovia, one of the oldest paper mills in Poland. It was located in the mill on the Jeziorka River, in the area of today's old paper mill shopping center. Jeziorna Fabryczna took a name of Mirków after the paper mill from Mirków near Kalisz was moved here. In Jeziorna Oborska, as a result of King Stanislaw II Augusta's reforms, the Royal Post Office was established, and it not only delivered letters, but also facilitated travel. Under the king's patronage, the paper manufacturer printed the Constitution of 3rd May 1791, and then, on the authority of the Kościuszko insurrection government, the banknotes which were the first Polish paper money. The meadows around today's old paper mill center were the arena of many duels. "Do you know where Jeziorna is?" became a famous expression at the time, since Jeziorna was located outside of the royal jurisdiction, where the duels were banned. Hence, many people crossed the borders of the Warsaw Land and Czersk Land to settle their affairs. The rural countries replaced the historical Mazovia lands. In the 19th century, the first commune organizations were created accordingly to the land estates, and the heirs to the estates, or persons appointed by them, became their prefects. In 1867, Jeziorna Królewska became the seat of the rural county consisting of combined communities of Obory, Bielawa and Jeziorna. The Jeziorna rural county was created during the reforms after the January uprising and encompassed the area similar to the contemporary one, excluding Skolimów, Kawęczyn and Czarnów. Meanwhile, in Obory, Urszula from the Potocki family, Hieronim Wielopolski's widow, bequeathed the estate to her nephew, Michał Potulicki, and, in case of his death, to his heirs, Kazimierz and Kacper. In 1808, Kacper Potulicki, married to Teresa Mielżyńska, became the owner of the Obory estate. It was he who first used the name of Konstancin to name one of his granges after his youngest daughter, Konstancja. The growing popularity of recreation and the summer resorts among the citizens of Warsaw influenced the future of Konstancin when the first holiday makers started arriving at the nearby Powszechne. Undoubtedly, this is what inspired the Rossmans from Bielawa to the gradual sale of the Skarp area nearby the Clarissow Tavern in their estate to create a summer resort there, the Prekers to divide a part of Skolimów into lots, and Potulickis from Obory to assign the woodland for a summer resort initially called Obory Konstancja. The history of Konstancin as a health resort began in 1897, when the relative of Obory's owners, Count Witold Skurzewski and the Count Władysław Mielżyński, decided to build a summer resort near Warsaw. But let's start from the beginning.